This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden concluded his State of the Union address Thursday night as he began it, highlighting the importance of defending democracy at home and around the world. He called on Congress to approve more aid to Ukraine in its war against Russia. And in a campaign-style delivery, Biden also touted how his administration's policies are helping seniors and saving taxpayers.
Finally, we got it done and gave Medicare the power to negotiate lower prices on prescription drugs, just like the VA is able to do for veterans. That's not just saving seniors money. It's saving taxpayers money. We cut the federal deficit by $160 billion.
Biden continued his speech by drawing attention to the Supreme Court 2022 overturning of Roe v. Wade, which guaranteed the right to abortion.
If you, the American people, send me a Congress that supports the right to choose, I promise you, I'll restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land again.
U.S. President Joe Biden. The streets of Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, continue to show signs of violence and chaos. We get more from VOA's Kim Lewis.
The acting Prime Minister, Patrick Michel Beauvert, released a communique on Thursday declaring a state of emergency and a curfew extended till April 3rd. In the communique, the acting Prime Minister also stated that during the state of emergency, all public demonstrations are prohibited and offenders will be detained. Lovella, a protester, said, quote, Ariel Henry is part of the past. We no longer recognize him. We must unite today, together, to have a new Haiti tomorrow, unquote. Embattled Prime Minister Ariel Henry is in Puerto Rico, where he landed on Tuesday after being barred from landing in the neighboring Dominican Republic. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
And this is VOA News. North Korea conducting artillery firing drills and unlikely response to South Korea and the United States military training. We get the details from VOA's Alexis Strope.
North Korea says leader Kim Jong-un has supervised artillery firing drills aimed at boosting combat readiness posture. The drills come as North Korea vows to take corresponding military steps against the ongoing South Korean U.S. military training that it regards as an invasion rehearsal. The North State media reported Friday that the artillery drills happened the previous day and involved frontline artillery units whose weapons place Seoul, the South Korean capital, in their striking range. The South Korean and U.S. militaries began their springtime drills on Monday for an 11-day run. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
The AP's Karen Chalmers now reports on high rates of femicide in Turkey.
Last year, over 400 women were killed in Turkey by someone they knew, either a current or former spouse or other men that were close to them. That's according to the group that tracks gender-related killings, We Will Stop Femicide's platform. The sister of one victim tells the AP her sibling would still be alive if Turkish authorities had enforced a restraining order on her sister's husband. Unfortunately, he was set free after violating the order and killed his estranged wife, Muhterem Efsil, the next day. Efsil's murder in 2013 became a rallying call for greater protection for women in Turkey. However, activists say the country has made little progress in keeping women from being killed, with laws insufficiently enforced and abusers allowed to walk free without being prosecuted. I'm Karen Chamas.
A U.S. Army soldier accused of selling national defense information has been indicted by a federal grand jury on a wide range of charges, including bribery of a public official. According to the indictment, Corbin Schultz allegedly conspired with an individual identified only as Conspirator A to disclose various documents, photographs, and other national defense materials since June of 2022. The case is the latest in a series of federal prosecutions of current or former military members accused of illegally disclosing sensitive government information. Gunmen attacked a school in Nigeria's northwest region Thursday, kidnapping more than 200 students, according to a teacher and parents of the missing children. Locals told the Associated Press the assailants surrounded the government-owned school in the town of Kariga, and just as the pupils were arriving for the start of the day. The last major reported abduction, including school children in Kaduna State, back in July of 2021, when gunmen took more than 150 students in a raid. The students were reunited months later with their families after they paid ransoms. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.